for you right now. This is huge. At 5 o'clock today, 5 p.m., we will actually, Team Trump and the MVGOP is going to make their case before a judge about the fraud that they believe has happened here in the state of Nevada, the fraudulent voters that they say that they have found. I'm going to read you some information that we got earlier today, or I got late last night. And in this information, it basically lays out what Team Trump has. They are saying, as of this time, that the MVGOP team has found 3,062 voters who moved from Nevada before the election, but still cast a ballot here in our great state of Nevada. That is what we have found. And they said that if they are given the time to continue to look, they believe they will see well close to 6,000 people who voted in this election, but do not even live in the great state of Nevada. This is huge. I know for days now, people have been saying there's been fraud. People have been saying this has been unfair. People have said that dead people have voted. And one of the biggest problems we faced is there hasn't been any transparency where anyone has said, look, here they are. Here are the names of the people who did it. Here's the proof. What they've been waiting for, one of the reasons why we haven't seen any of that proof, is because they need to get it before a judge. And today at 5 p.m., that is when this is going to happen. This is a big, big deal, my friends. I cannot stress this enough. At 5 o'clock today, the NVGOP and Team Trump are going to be laying out what they say is fraud. Fraud in the state of Nevada in our election system where people voted who are not Nevadans. Where people voted who are dead. We've been asking for proof. Many of you have been asking for proof. The left has been asking for proof. The right has been asking for proof. People have wanted transparency. And I get it. I want transparency too. We all want transparency. Well, we're going to get it today at 5 p.m. when the NVGOP goes before a judge and shows and lays their case out of the 3,062 voters that they have found so far who voted in this election and don't even live in this state. I have been told as well that they have found upwards of 500 people who have cast ballots who are dead. That's right. I have been told, a source told me last night, that they have found up to 500 people who voted in this state who are dead. I get that there are people who think, you know, I'm not sure that I believe any of this. I think I've seen from many, many Democrats and many memory liberals saying, you know what, this isn't fair. You guys aren't being reasonable. You just need to concede. What's the problem here? Why are you guys complaining? Why do you think anything's wrong? I don't understand. Let me tell you why this is happening. Let's just go back 4 years ago when Trump won. Everyone had their hands up in the air. They were yelling at the sky. They were angry. They were mad. They were saying, this is unfair. This isn't right. He's not my president. He's not my president. And they have not accepted the results of this election for 4 years. They said, Russia, Russia, Russia. They said, collusion, collusion, collusion. And they said, he's not my president for 4 freaking years. Then in 2020, they sowed seeds of Democrats said there's voter suppression. People aren't voting. We need to mail in the vote. And then they said the post office is working with Team Trump, that the post office is on Trump's side, and that they are obviously suppressing vote. And then the Republicans came out and said, well, mail voting is ripe for fraud. Mail voting is ripe for fraud. There's going to be ballot harvesting. There's going to be problems. So there's fraud. Do you know what the right and the left did? And you know what the media did by feeding right into it? They sowed the seeds of doubt in this election. Because I'll tell you what, if Donald Trump was leading like he was on election night, do you want to know what Democrats would be saying? They'd be crying foul. They'd be crying voter fraud. They'd be saying that the mail did not come in. They'd be blaming the post office. They'd be blaming everyone and demanding a freaking recount. They would be doing the same thing the right is doing right now. Mark my words. They would be doing the exact same thing. If we want to come out of this election, win or lose, trusting in our government, trusting in our electoral system, we have to investigate this. Because I tell you what, if people who were dead were voting right here in Nevada, people who were dead were voting in other states. I'll tell you what, if people who don't live in Nevada were voting in Nevada, Let me tell you, there were people in other states doing the exact same thing. I don't know if Donald Trump is going to win this election or not. I have no idea. I do know that if these states flip to Donald Trump, the Democrats are going to have a heyday saying fraud, 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 fraud. I do know that if Donald Trump doesn't win, there are going to be Republicans coast to coast all over this great nation who are going to say that the election was robbed. And the truth of the matter is that is bad for America. That is bad for our future. That is bad for my children. It's bad for your children. It's bad for your grandchildren. It's bad for everyone. The only answer we have at this point, the only reasonable answer, is to investigate, to be very transparent. And if there's one thing that I've been frustrated with, it's the lack of transparency. We are not having transparency from the partisan sides. We are not seeing the proof. Hopefully today at 5 p.m. we will. We are not seeing transparency from the media. In fact, guess what? Later on in the show, we're going to expose exactly what the media has been doing to silence anything the right has had to say. Social media is silencing the right. Everyone is silencing people, and it's not fair. Transparency is key. You don't have to like what people say, but you have the freedom to say it. No, you can't yell fire in a movie theater. But you know what? You can't say something that people don't like. You can't say, I don't think this election was fair. You can't say, I'm confused. You can't say, I want there to be transparency. You can't say, I want there to be a free and fair press. You can say the Republicans are acting just like the Democrats did for all 4 years, and that's okay, because both sides act this way now. It's not, the partisanship is out of control. And the only way we're going to clear it up is with truth and transparency. This is the time for truth and transparency, my friends. If we don't have truth and transparency, we got nothing. We got nothing. So 5 o'clock today, and we are going to go before, Republicans will be going before a judge here in the state of Nevada to lay out their claim, to lay out the proof that they say they have, to be as transparent as humanly possible, to say, this is what is happening. And if they're not transparent, if we don't get any details there, trust me, this case isn't going to go anywhere. But if they're getting before a judge at 5 p.m., they better lay it all out. And if there is proof that fraud has happened, if there is proof that people who don't live in Nevada voted in this election, you bet your bottom dollar this election is going to be called totally into question here in the state of Nevada. And all eyes will be on Nevada, because we're the ones who are uncovering this, if it's all true and if it's all there. Some people are asking, how did they do this? It's pretty easy. You look at the voter file, you look and see who voted, and you look and see, do public data, do they still live in Nevada? And when they show they now live in Texas, they now live in California, they now live in Arizona, that means they don't live here anymore. It's called just basic research, and any journalist could do it. We're getting close to our very first break. I know we're going to be taking a break here soon, but I do want to remind everyone that you do need to call if you want to be on the show, and I would love to hear from you. 702-221-7283 is the number to call. We're going to take callers in our next break, 702-221-7283. Welcome back to the Michelle Mortensen Show. It is a big and busy day here in the great state of Nevada, as so much is going on. If you missed the top of the show, let me get you up to date on everything that is happening. Right now, we have just learned that at 5 o'clock today, the NVGOP and Team Trump are actually going to go before a judge to be very transparent and show the fraud that they believe that they have uncovered. 3,062 voters, they say so far, that they have found who voted in Nevada's race here in Clark County or throughout the state of Nevada, and they don't even live here in the great state of Nevada. I've also been told from a source, I do not have this confirmed, but I've been told from a source that 500 dead people so far have voted in the state of Nevada. Now, you may be saying, why is this so important, especially with the news that broke overnight? If you were paying attention when you went to bed last night, probably, Georgia was still in the Trump column. Pennsylvania was still in the Trump column. Well, wake up this morning and it's a whole new world. Right now, let me give you the number. numbers. In Nevada, Joe Biden now leading by more than 20,000 votes. In Pennsylvania, Joe Biden now leading by more than 12,500 votes. In Georgia, Joe Biden now leading by 1,557 votes. My friends, Biden is still leading in Arizona as well. If things continue on this trend, it is going to be very clear that Joe Biden is on a path to 270, which then begs the question, and this is the important part that we need to realize here. Well, what if there has been fraud? I know there's been a lot of hemming and hawing, and a lot of Republicans have been saying there's been fraud. But as we all know, no one has shown us any proof of that. No one has been transparent with the truth. Well, why? Because they need to get it before a judge. They're not going to go show all of their proof before they get before the judge, are they? No, absolutely not. That's why this meeting before a judge at 5 p.m. here in Las Vegas, Nevada is so important, because that is when the truth is going to come out. If they have proof, if it is true that people have voted in this state who don't live here, that people who voted in this state who are dead, that is going to invalidate some results. And that probably means that it has happened in other states. And these races are just too close to call. That's why no one has called it as of yet. No one has called it as of yet. I do want to take some phone calls now. I believe we've got Lee on the line. Lee, how are you today? What do you think about all this election drama? What do you think's going on? Give me your two cents.
Hey, Michelle, how's it going? I have been trying to figure out how to boil it down to just the bottom line. Like, what is the biggest issue here? It's not that people don't want Trump to win, or I should say, speak for myself. It's not that I do want Trump to win. However, I am more concerned with the validity and legitimacy of our election process from here on. I mean, if these fraudulent votes can be proved, then that casts an entire shadow of doubt upon our whole election system, not only in Nevada, but across the country in general. And I think that poses a huge problem for myself, for my kids, and for generations down the road, because then you can no longer claim that any president has won the election fairly or without fraud. And I think that sends our country into a state of disarray and distrust, and may eventually lead to violent protesting, as there's already been. And I think that is the biggest problem. Put aside who you want to win. Think about, can you trust the election results? And if your answer is no, then there is no reason why you shouldn't want any claim, left, right, middle of the road, of fraud to be investigated, and for every single election department to be fully transparent. Because if they are not, how can you trust an election process, this election on, or any election forward?
100%, Lee, that's a great point. And I'm so glad that you called, because that is really the biggest issue at hand here. You know, 4 years ago when Donald Trump won, no one believed the results on the Democrat side. The left was constantly saying, I don't believe it. He's not my president. Russia collusion. And they didn't trust in the results. Millions of people all over this country believed that the 2014 results were infiltrated somehow by Russia, and that Russia manipulated it and forced Trump to win. Well, now here we are in 2020, and what is everyone saying? There's problems with the election system. People who don't live here were voting. People who are dead were voting. Let me tell you what the biggest disaster this is. People aren't trusting these elections. People aren't trusting the results. And that's a huge problem, because if we go forward past 2020 and no one believes anything, no one believes the press, no one believes our politicians, no one believes the sanctity of the election system, no one believes in democracy anymore, we are in big trouble, people. We must investigate this. We must investigate this. This is so much bigger than who will be president for the next 4 years, because guess what? 4 years later, there could be a whole new president. This is bigger for the long term. If we are going to have faith in anything we do in the great country, the great USA, and Lee, you just brought up some amazing points, and I thank you so much for it. And that sounds like you were trying to agree with me there too. So I'll let you say something real quick before we let you go.
No, I was just going to say, you know what, that's exactly it. And I think people need to take a minute, put your partisan idea aside, and think about it from from a parent's perspective, from an American citizen's perspective, if you suspect a fraudulent vote, regardless of which party line you belong to, that has to be investigated. And if someone is claiming that it's a fraudulent vote, that needs to be investigated. If it proves to be wrong, then you know what? It proves to be wrong. But I would rather that be investigated, just like the left spent 3.5 years Russia collusion investigating Trump. And guess what? They found nothing. But you know what? At the end of the day, I can say, you know what? You did that investigation and you found nothing. So, you know, just move on. But at this point, nobody can move on, especially those people whose names have had fraudulent ballots cast in behalf of or have found that their vote didn't count. That's an American right to have your voice heard. And people are being denied that right. And until they are proved that they are, that right was or was not denied, we can't move on. I don't think anybody, and I'm a diehard Trump supporter, I will stand by Trump till I die. But you know what? If it turns out that every legally cast ballot in this country has been counted and Biden is the winner, then I will accept that and continue to move forward with my life. But at this point, with the amount of claims of fraud that are going on, and you know what, I'm sure that there have been some fraud going on from people who voted for Biden or independent parties, and those need to be investigated as well. But just like you said, the point is, this needs to be investigated and investigated fully with full transparency before I think any American can accept any claim of victory in this presidential race.
Well, Lee, I thank you for calling, and I agree with you 110%. You know, the important thing here is that we do have transparency, because I think you would be mad, even if you're a Trump supporter, even if you're a hardcore Republican, if people are claiming voter fraud and none of it can be proven, shouldn't that make you mad as well? 110%, because didn't it make you mad when the Democrats claimed fraud, 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 collusion, 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 and none of it was proven? Yes, it made you very, very, very mad as well. So the fact of the matter is here, we have to focus on truth and we have to focus on transparency. And one of the biggest problems we face is that we have a media that is neither truthful nor transparent. The phone lines are lighting up, 702-221-7283. Real quick, let's take another caller there, Justin. Just put anybody on the line. I think we got a couple people on. We'll try to get through callers a little bit more quickly here because we do have a great guest joining us in a little bit. And we've got so much more to talk about. So who do we have on the phone line now? Okay. You tell me when the phone lines are ready to go. We're ready to go. Okay. Who's on the phone line? Okay. Not on the phone line. I don't understand what's going on over here. You know, it's very, very frustrating that we do not have the truth and the transparency that we need. Now, I do want to give you an update as well on some of the local races, because one of the bright spots of all of this here in Clark County and Las Vegas, Nevada, well, is somebody there? Do we have a caller on the line? No? Okay. I don't know. He keeps interrupting. We got to just be very clear with me, guys, if we've got someone on the phone lines. Okay. One of the things we've seen is we've had a bright spot that many Republicans have been winning, particularly here in Clark County. Well, let me tell you, after the last vote dump, we have seen some big changes, my friends. Let me tell you what's going on. Now, in the congressional races, no changes. The Democrat incumbents are the ones who are still winning there. Stavros Anthony for commission is only leading now by 528 votes over his Democratic opponent, who is Ross Miller. Kerry Buck in Senate District 5, only up by 361 votes. April Becker, now behind Nicole Cannizzaro by 231 votes. Annie Matthews in District 37, only up by 798 votes. As that's what we know now is this. These races, with 60,000 votes still yet to be counted here in the state of Nevada, this means all of these races could change. Nothing is in the bag here, my friends. Nothing is in the bag here at all. It looks like we've got a Costanza on the phone. Let's take Costanza's phone.
Michelle, it's your friend Costanza here, and thank you for all you do. I just wanted to, I'll make it quick. One of the things that I noticed yesterday when I went with my husband to the election building, you know, we got there about 2 hours before the 6 o'clock rally time, basically the official protest time. And what I noticed and observed right away, we came in up the side of the building and there were people coming out to take breaks, and they all had like BLM masks on, giving each other high fives. These are the election counter, the ballot workers. And there were people coming and going, you know, in and out on the side to take their breaks. And, you know, with the orange hair and people that looked very clearly very, very happy about what was going on inside. I also observed that there were, I didn't see anybody out there protesting, you know, that would be a Democratic. We were all out there, patriotic, you know, American for Trump and Republicans that were out there. The other thing, too, my mother has dementia. She's 94 years old. I'm worried right now to be very concerned about people that have caregivers that come in and take care of people with dementia or take care of elderly people, how easy it is for them to commit fraud and fill out their ballot and send it in on behalf of someone when they have no clue what's going on. I mean, these caregivers, there's people that, you know, that come and go from people's elderly homes, very easy for them to do this. There needs to be a different system in place for voter, like in how is it in Mexico that they have a better system with a actual, it's called a elector credencial, which is a very formal, just dedicated voter ID. It has a fingerprint, your photo, it has your social security equivalent on there. And it's and you would have to use.
Well, Susanna, you bring up a great point. You bring up an excellent point that many, many other countries have far better election systems than we do, and don't have any voter ID. We don't even have a tested and true signature system, and that's really the big problem. Let's all back to the summer of this year when the legislature met and they decided to, over the darkness of night, with no transparency whatever, that they were going to have mail-in voting where everyone was going to get a vote. No matter what, they were going to get a ballot no matter what, and that they were going to legalize ballot harvesting. See, all of these things happened in the middle of the night, and we don't even have a proper way to identify signatures. That's why, and just so you know, I've got it on my Facebook page if you haven't checked it. If you haven't cured your signature yet, you can go and look at the database. Clark County Elections has it all up. You can see if your name is one that needs a signature cure, and you can actually go down and cure your signature. If these signatures aren't cured, my friends, these votes aren't going to count. But see, there is a problem, a huge problem right now with the transparency. We don't know who's voting. We don't know if people are who they say they are. And the doubt and the confusion that we have there is a huge, huge, huge problem. A huge problem. Because if there isn't truth and transparency, if we don't know what's going on, there is always going to be doubt. And the last thing we need is for Joe Biden to win and none of this to have been investigated. And Republicans for the next 4 years are crying foul and acting just like the Democrats did for the previous 4 years. That is the last thing we need right now. We need truth. We need transparency. And we need the media to be very clear. The problem is we cannot count on the media. Spence, I think I've got two clips. I hope we have time to show them before we bring on our guest Melissa Clement here in this hour. But I want to show you just a little bit of what CNN and MSNBC, how they've been reporting over the past couple of days. Let's watch Anderson Cooper. It's very, very interesting.
We have never seen really other than, well, I don't think we've ever seen anything like this from a president of the United States. And I think, as Jake said, it's sad and it is truly pathetic. And of course, it is dangerous. And of course, it will go to courts. But you'll notice the president did not have any evidence presented at all. Nothing. No real actual evidence of any kind of fraud. Talked about people putting up papers in windows. He talked about things that he'd seen on the internet. That is the president of the United States. That is the most powerful person in the world. And we see him like an obese turtle on his back, flailing in the hot sun, realizing his time is over. But he just hasn't accepted it, and he wants to take everybody down with him, including this country. Lori?
Yeah.
We have never seen.
So see, that's the problem right there. So CNN is sitting there telling the president an obese turtle who's having a temper tantrum and he just can't accept the results of this election. That is rich coming from Anderson Cooper and a network that has not accepted the results of the election since 2016 for the past freaking 4 years. That's not even the best one, though. Let me show you what MSNBC's Brian Williams did last night during the president's address to America. Watch this.
Decisively won many critical states, including massive victories in Florida, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio.
Okay, here we are again in the unusual position of not only interrupting the President of the United States, but correcting the President of the United States. And Ari Melber, don't go far, given that you are our chief legal correspondent. There are no illegal votes that we know of. There has been no Trump victory that we know of.
Okay.
That's right.
This is Rich coming from Brian Williams. In case you don't remember, because maybe you weren't working in news like I was my whole adult life, Brian Williams is the news anchor who lied to America for decades, for 10 years. He lied and made up stories about what happened in Iraq while he was covering that. He went on David Letterman to lie about it. He got fired from NBC News. Remember, he was the NBC News nightly anchor. Not anymore. He's been relegated to the station that no one watches, MSNBC. Why? Because he was a liar. Because he was a fraud. Because he wasn't a journalist. He was a journalist who lied and didn't tell the truth. So that's real Rich that he comes on while the president's on. And while the president's speaking, he thinks it's his right to interrupt and say, well, here we are in that unfortunate position once again, where we have to pull away and tell you everything you're hearing from the leader of the free world is a lie. I've got a problem when the media interjects in what is being said by the president, because I bet you dollars to donuts, if anybody had ever interrupted a press conference by President Obama, there would have been hell to pay. Heck, if you had interrupted a press conference of George W. Bush, there would have been hell to pay. You just don't do that. You just don't do that. It's not right, it's not fair, and it should not be done. That said, the one thing that Brian Williams brought up that's very important is he keeps talking about all this with no proof, with no proof, with no proof, with no proof. You've heard that from all the media. Where's the proof? Where's the proof? Where's the fraud? Show me the illegal votes. Show me the illegal votes of dead people. Well, guess what, guys? Today at 5 p.m., today at 5 freaking p.m., we're going to see if the right has any proof, because the NVGOP is going to be going before a judge and laying out their proof with transparency of 3,062 people who voted who don't live in the state of Nevada. My friends, that's an illegal vote. They're going to lay out the 500 plus people that they have found who are dead who voted in the state of Nevada. Oh my gosh, this is mind blowing. That's an illegal vote. Again, we haven't seen the proof. And if the GOP doesn't deliver, it's going to look bad. It's going to look bad. But I believe a judge would not give this the light of day if there wasn't proof. So we shall see what will happen in the next couple of days. And it is going to be interesting. At 5 o'clock today, it's going to be one heck of a Friday, because there are going to be some bombs dropping today at 5 p.m. Remember, that's all the way 8 o'clock East Coast time. So this is going to be fun. Buckle up, Buttercup, because it's getting big. Now, I do have another guest I want to have us joined with us today. And her name is Melissa Clement, and she represents Right to Life. And she is here to talk about the 22 election. And you're like, Michelle, stop it now. We haven't even dealt with the 2020 election. And I agree with you. We haven't. This election will not be called probably until December. So get ready for it. It's going to be a really, really long November and December. But this sweet woman, Melissa Clement, is, she has something that needs to be dealt with in the next 10 days or so, if it's going to end up on the ballot. So Melissa, welcome to the big, big show. You are with Right to Life, and you are pushing an initiative called Protect Our Girls, and you need a ton of signatures in just a couple days to get this on the ballot. Tell us what Protect Our Girls is all about.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for having me on first, Michelle. It's great to be on the big show.
Thank you.
Just a little background. In the state of Nevada, an underage girl, as young as 11 or 12, she can't get her ears pierced. She can't get Tylenol at school. She can't go on a field trip at school without written parental consent. Yet that same girl can get an abortion without even one parent knowing. I mean, think about it. This is crazy. And we have been fighting this fight, trying to protect our girls for several decades now, quite honestly. And we have gone to legislature after legislature in Nevada and asked them to change this to very common sense rule that any medical decision should involve parents, but especially one that has got such psychological and physical issues related with it. And so because we couldn't get the legislatures to do it, we decided to do a statutory initiative. And we need to get 100,000 signatures across the state of Nevada before November 18th, which is just right around the corner. And we have been dealing with a few other things along the lines too at the same time. But so we need 100,000 signatures to get this first to go directly to the legislature and have them take one last chance at it. And then if they fail to pass it, it goes directly to the ballot in 2022. Now, we know once the voters have a chance to vote on something like this, they're going to see the common sense and we're going to get this passed. Finally, girls will be protected.
Amen. And what you're talking about here is really parental rights. And I think what most Nevadans feel, and I know we've got viewers right now who are watching all over the country. And I think many Americans feel this way. Their rights have been taken away. Their rights to go to church have been taken away as of late. Their rights to go and do a restaurant the way they want have been taken away. And what you're talking about here is that parental rights have been taken away. Parents are afraid that they don't even get to know. I'm a mom of two little girls. If one of my little girls right. got an abortion, I think I'd want to know about it because I'd want to make sure that they were healthy and they were taken care of. I don't want it done in the cover of night. And I never know about the fear that they have, the anguish that they have. And so I've already got people who are on and communicating, who are watching the show saying, hey, how do we do this? How do we download the petition? How do we sign up? Melissa, we got to let everyone know right now, how do people do this?
Absolutely. I need everyone to go online and just go to protect.nvrtl.life and download a petition. Just take it around to your neighborhood. Get 7 signatures, get 70 signatures. We filed this on the 11th of March. And if you can remember what the 11th of March looked like, we were in our churches. We were dressed the way we wanted to. And we were going to the rodeo up here in Reno, and we were going to great events down south where you are. And so that came to a screeching halt. And so this is like the grassroots movement beyond belief, because churches have grabbed onto this and they're doing it in their churches. So my call to action is, first of all, download the petition at that website, and it's very simple. You got to get signatures in your same congressional district county, get it notarized, and pop it in the mail to me, and then talk to your pastor and see if there's some way, you know, that you can get into the churches this weekend. I know a lot of our Catholic parishes will be having signing opportunities in the churches the next 2 weekends. I want to see all of our churches rise up, because quite honestly, if the Catholics decide to do this statewide, we've got more than enough signatures. If our evangelical brothers and sisters decide to do this, we've got more than enough. And if our LDS brothers and sisters decide to do the same thing, we've got more than enough. And when you add them all together, we've got 3 times as many.
Right, right. I know we're going to have to take a break soon, but I have a question that I think everyone was wondering too. If the 18th comes and you don't have the signatures, what does that mean? Do you get a second chance? Does that mean it's over? I mean, what happens then if we don't meet this mark?
Absolutely. You know, and thank you for asking, because we did file an extension, much like a liberal group did and got. But unfortunately, Planned Parenthood intervened, even though we had an agreement with the Secretary of State and every county clerk. They agreed to give us this extension. Planned Parenthood intervened and took that extension away. So we have a hard deadline. But what that means is we've got to push through it. If we don't make it, then I'm not stopping. We will look to what we can do, and we will build on this this momentum that we have, because we have connected with so many people, and so many parents now know that they need to talk to their daughters, because their daughters are not protected. They are susceptible to predators and pimps and sex traffickers who know that this is a loophole that protects them, not the girls and not the parents.
All right. Well, Melissa, thank you so much for coming on and letting us all know about this. It's so important. You've got just over 10 days to make this happen. I think it's 12 if I'm doing my math correctly, but I'm not a math wizard. So don't take my word on 12. hopefully we've got the links up for everybody to click if they want to download that and do that. And hopefully it's a big, big help to you. And we'll check in with you later to see how things went. So, Melissa, thank you so much for joining us. I really do appreciate having you on.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
All right. Have a great day. And you know, parental rights are important, just like all rights are important. Everybody's rights are important. We all want our rights to be protected and heard. And you know what? Even some Democrats are getting pretty mad about losing their rights and all this nonsense talk about socialism and communism. I don't have the audio for you, but Nancy Pelosi held a House Democrat call today, and some of the audio has been leaked to the major media, and you've got Democrats there, these moderate Democrats, these normal Democrats saying, we need to stop using the word socialist. We need to stop saying defund the police. We need to stop saying we want communism. Do you want to know why? Because people are rejecting that. People are rejecting that. And already in the House, we didn't win the House, people. Republicans did not win the House, but we won seats that we shouldn't have won. We won more Republican seats than we had before. Listen, I get it. There's a lot of problems in the world that need to be dealt with, but socialism and communism and losing our rights is certainly not the answer. It is not the answer at all. What we want is we want freedom. We want freedom of speech. We want freedom of religion. We want freedom of the press. We want freedom to assemble. We want freedom, and we can't have our freedoms taken away. And despite what you may think, I don't care how AOC packages the message, you cannot be free in a socialist society. Because in a socialist society, everything is shared. No one gets anything special. And the government actually tells you what you can and cannot have. Trust me, if we don't believe the government can run an honest election, and let me be honest with you, Democrats don't believe it because they believe that Russians could come in and use Facebook to change an election in 2016. Republicans don't trust the government because right now they are saying, oh, I don't trust these results. There's fraud. No one trusts the government. So why on earth would you trust the government to take care of you? It's horrible. Now, people are also asking, Michelle, are we going to keep the Senate? That's a great question. It looks like at the moment, Tom Tillis is still leading. So we're going to pick that seat up. But this is all going to come down to Georgia, my friends. You know, we matter here in Nevada, but Georgia's really going to matter a whole lot because it looks like both of those Senate races in Georgia are going to be going into runoff elections. And when they go into runoff elections, that means in January, I believe, they are going to elect two senators. It could be one Democrat. It could be one Republican. It could be two Republicans. It could be two Democrats. Let me tell you what, there is going to be hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars poured into Georgia in the next month or two to get their side elected because it's going to control everything. It's going to control everything. Those races in Georgia are going to mean everything. And I tell you what, if Joe Biden is president and we've got a Democrat-controlled House, maybe by Nancy Pelosi again, I bet you dollars to donuts, those Senate seats go Republican because all Americans like check and balances. The fact that we don't have checks and balances is the problem. Checks and balances make everything work. You never want total party control. Look at Nevada. We have a Democrat governor, a Democrat Senate, and a Democrat assembly. And what did they do? They passed laws under the darkness of night. They let unions control the votes. You want to have checks and balances. That's why these races are so important. So I can't stress this enough, my friends. If you mailed in your ballot, you need to check the Clark County election list to see if your vote has been cured. If it hasn't, guess what? You need to cure it today by 5 o'clock. That vote will not be counted. Some Jamiroquai to start off the show, virtual insanity, because, well, we live in insanity these days, people, aren't we? Yeah, things have just been insane, and it's just going to get even crazier. Right now, if you haven't heard, at 5 o'clock today in Las Vegas, there is going to be a case before a judge to finally expose allegedly the illegal votes that the GOP has found. People who were voting in the state who don't live in the state, people who are dead, who were voting, that's going to be a big deal. So we'll bring that to you at 5 o'clock today if we can, if it's going to be held live. I don't know if it is or not. If it is live, we'll certainly bring it to you. But there's just so much going on, and there is division everywhere. As we were talking about earlier, over in the Democrat House, they had a caucus call today, the Democrats, and Democrats are fighting with other Democrats saying, we got to stop all this socialism nonsense. We got to stop this communism nonsense because the people don't want it. Now more than ever, my friends, we are divided. Democrats are divided among Democrats. Republicans are divided among Republicans. There is no unity in this country right now. And that is a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. We need unity in America. I'm not saying we all got to join arms and sing kumbaya together and everybody just agrees on everything, but we cannot have this much distrust. We cannot have this much hatred among the people. And the biggest problem here is, I can already tell you, because we have not had truth and transparency, no matter who wins this election, people are going to say it's not legitimate. So just like the last 4 years, there were people saying the election wasn't legitimate, no matter who wins this one, we're going to be facing the same problem. And that is the big problem, my friends. That is the biggest problem of all that we do not want to have to face going into the future. Listen, I don't want my kids believing that they can't believe anything that's on the news. I don't want my kids thinking that everyone in government is just lying to you and cheating you. And I also don't want my kids to grow up in a world where they can't even decide what they want to be when they grow up because the government has to decide. The government tells them what college they can go to because now it's all free and they don't get to be what they want one day. This is exactly what we don't want. The taking over of these socialist ideas here in the great country of America. That's not what we signed up for, my friends. We are a democratic republic. Democracy doesn't mean mob rule either. This mob rule mentality is ridiculous. It's not about the mob ruling. We just want a place where freedom reigns. And that's going to bring me to one of my last points, because I'm not going to have too much time to talk about all the millions of other things I want to talk about. We definitely need a longer show, don't we? But you know what? There are people all over on the right now who are saying, what the fox? Did you like that? Did you like that? Yeah, we've got Republicans who are up in arms about Fox News because they're saying things like, they jumped the shark. It's worse than the Happy Days episode. They jumped the shark. You know what? That is not the right response to have with Fox News. The last thing on earth you want is news that only reports what you want to hear. What you want is fair and balanced truth and transparency. That's what you should want. If you want a news program that is only going to tell you what you want to hear, that's not news. That is your side speaking. We need to make sure that the news is held accountable. We need to make sure that the news is truthful and transparent. That's what we got to do. We've got to demand a free and fair press. We've got to demand a press that's going to hold the powerful accountable. We need a press that's going to investigate when things are suspicious. That's what we need. We don't need news that just gives you what you want. That is the worst thing we could ever have. And if you're saying, well, Michelle, CNN never gives us what we want, MSNBC is totally biased, I would say you are 100% right. And that is wrong, which is why we need to start infiltrating. You can't just always pick up and say, well, I'm going to create my own thing. Because creating your own thing is that only the people who agree with you are going to listen to it. We need to have discussion to create community. Because community is how you're going to create unity. Listen, y'all know that I'm salty. And y'all know that I will say things to people that is smart and wicked and biting. And sometimes I've been accused of even being mean with my humor, but I like my humor. It's funny. We don't get jokes anymore. But at the end of the day, you would never say that to someone who you cared about. Now, would you? No, you wouldn't. When you really start to see your community for who they are, you will treat people better. And that's what we need right now more than ever before. All right. We are getting, we're running out of time, and that I hate that, but I'll tell you what, I've got so much more to say. MichelleMortensen.com is where you can get everything that we're doing. Of course, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube as well. But when you subscribe to MichelleMortensen.com and you become a monthly donor, guess what you get? You get exclusive access. That's also how we keep this show on the air. Do you want to keep us on the radio? Then you need to start supporting the show. Do you want to keep us on Facebook and YouTube? Then we need to start supporting the show. Here's why. As we get censored more and more and more and more and more, as we keep getting censored, the radio is the one place where they can't turn us off. So we need to make sure that we stay on the air. This is how we fight back, my friends. If you want to make journalism great again, you've got to start supporting journalism operations, and you've got to start demanding truth, and you've got to start demanding truth and transparency. And any journalist outfit that doesn't demand truth and transparency, honestly, isn't worth your time. It's not a problem to ask questions. So don't ever get mad at a news organization for asking questions. Get mad when they say he's a fat flailing turtle on his back, because that, my friends, is commentary and pretty crappy one, if I can be so bold. Anderson Cooper, not that witty. Not at all. You know what? I don't even know what's going to happen on Monday's show, because I don't even know what's going to happen over the weekend. It's going to be a hot, hot, hot mess. But join in on Monday when we are back on the air at 11 a.m. with Norman Cromwell. We're closing out with the number. The house, the rising sun. Enjoy it, my friends, and I'll see you on your way. And it's been the ruling of many a war. And God, I know I'm one.